This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. A new study in the journal Lancet says lack of exercise now causes as many deaths as smoking. And according to the latest figures, obesity costs Americans about $200 billion a year in medical expenses. So perhaps it makes sense that for the first time, Americans polled by Gallup see obesity as a bigger problem than smoking or alcohol consumption.
And the latest poll numbers suggest margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said.
Frank Newport is editor-in-chief at Gallup, and he joins us for our weekly segment, Attitude Check. Good morning, Frank.
Hey, good morning.
So, Frank, we're more concerned now with obesity than alcohol or smoking.
That's right. And when you say we're more concerned, we're talking about how serious a problem Americans perceive it to be out there. It's not like, are you concerned personally? But we said, how serious a problem do you think those three things are? Obesity, cigarettes, and alcohol. We have asked the question a couple of times previously, about 8 years ago. And back then, it was obesity and cigarettes tied for the most serious problem of those three. Alcohol was below it. Now, we have had an increase in concern about obesity. 81% of Americans say that obesity is a extremely or very serious problem, and that's now well above the 67% who say that about smoking. Drinking, by the way, is down at 47%. So all of this concern that we hear in the news media about obesity is percolating its way into the minds of Americans, it looks like.
And do people want the government to get involved in fighting obesity in a bigger way?
That's a great question. Not nearly as many people think that it's important that the government get involved in fighting obesity as say it is a serious problem. It's 57% of Americans who say the government should be involved, and that's compared to 81% who say it's a serious problem. You ask why? It's Republicans. Republicans are very much against the government doing anything about obesity, whereas Democrats are very, very high. There's a huge gulf there. So what we're seeing here is a lot of pushback from conservatives that the government should be doing something about it, even though they recognize that it's a serious problem.
And I hear you've got some numbers about what exactly Americans who drink alcohol like to drink.
Yes, actually, we've been asking going back all the way to 1939, believe it or not, tail end of the Depression, do you drink alcoholic beverages at all? Right now, 66% say they do. That means 34% of us are total abstainers or teetotalers. We took that 66% and said, all right, what's your beverage of choice? Beer, wine, or liquor? And it is beer, but not by much. 39% of drinkers say beer is their favorite beverage, 35% wine, and 22% liquor.
What's your choice, Frank?
Well, I rarely drink, actually, although the medical data show, you know, the occasional drink would be good for health.
Good glass of red wine
or
something.
But when I do, it would be a glass of wine. That's right.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at Gallup. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.